Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. Our salute to agriculture continues with, I think, a very visible side of agriculture in our community, and that is the farmers market here in Pella with Director Rebecca Jones. And for the last couple of years, the market has really grown as you have established a location in downtown, and you're getting ready to start another season as soon as next week. First of all, for our listeners who aren't familiar, what is the Pella farmers market going to look like this year as you get set up for your season?
Thank you for asking, Andrew, and thank you for having me here today. So this season, we plan to be a more community-focused event. That means, one, supporting the community of our farmers, supporting the community of our small businesses that happen to be vendors at the market, but also how do we support the community around us that hosts us here, and how do we reach out to those that need information that we might be able to be a conduit of?
Well, and with your growth, you have grown to quite the variety over the last couple of years, especially in the season that you're in, typically starting in late April and rolling into sometimes mid or even late October. Over the course of those 5 to 6 months, generally speaking, what are the various vendors now that you've been able to sign up that do show up, whether it's 1 week or the entire season?
So we have quite a few produce vendors. We have some floral vendors this year that are new to us. Everyone has that artistic side, so we've got a lot of crafts, a lot of home-baked goods. So everyone's going to have a chance to show those things that they love to do in the fun and creative way that we like to present.
Well, and the event is held right next door to Thursdays in Pella, so there's the entertainment side there. But you've also tried to grow some of that as well. You've had musicians in before. You've had artisans come in and kind of show their craft, all the way to food trucks, especially when Thursdays isn't rolling. You've tried to not just become a, hey, we're a market, which is a great thing, but you've tried to add things to it to make it more of a community event.
Yes, this is true. We definitely want to help Pella become that destination event, if you will. And so we've been very privileged to have a lot of other things going on around us as well. We have some new food vendors that have decided to join us this season, so there'll be a bit more variety from that standpoint. And we will have live entertainment from Stone Peace and the Cable Guy. For those of you that weren't there last year, that happens to be our very own Chief McSheehy and Mr. Doy Owsley, who is the director of Pella Fiber. So it's always a good time to see them out there. It's fun watching the little kids dance in front of them. So these are the things that we like to bring to the community so that they can enjoy a nice, fun, safe evening out. And it's a relaxing environment with so much to see around you. Obviously, we've got tulip time that's coming up, and the tulips will be there. But it's just fun to watch people riding their bikes and enjoying those great summer evenings.
Here with Rebecca Jones, this is our Salute to Agriculture. We are talking about the Pella Farmers Market. So let's give people the basic rundown again. So generally speaking, outside of tulip time, Thursday afternoons into the evening, can you kind of talk about the scheduling and the locations and kind of the so I'm hearing about the Pella Farmers Market. How do I participate?
So our first market is April 25th, and we are every Thursday evening from 4 to 7 p.m. April through September. The exception to that is we do not have a market during tulip time. We will change our hours for the October season because, again, nobody really likes to hang out in the dark, and so those hours will change from 4 to 6 p.m.
And as we talked about, and I know it's season to season and it can often vary, generally speaking, when we think about the market, say, on April 26th to the one on May 25th or to, I should say, 25th. So from April 25th to May 25th to whatever, as we go, how do things typically change when you talk about vendors or some of the activities available?
So a lot of our produce vendors will change over the season simply because April 25th may be a little difficult to have those plants and those fresh garden vegetables ready. So you'll see more of that as it progresses. Plus, we have a lot more home gardeners that like to come out as well. It may look a little bit more craftsy at first because crafts obviously can be produced and displayed all year round. Our baked goods, summer months come along, people may have a little bit more time to produce those items. So you may see more of those show up as the season rolls around. However, we do try to make sure that there's a little bit of everything for everyone throughout the season. So if you don't see the things that you want the first Thursday of the season, they'll definitely be there at some point in the market season.
Well, Rebecca, and some of the things you've talked to me about, too, is that from the vendor application process to whatever goes on throughout the year, there are various resources available. I know some vendors take EBTs, for example, the certain cards for food benefits, all the way to certain inspections that go on throughout the year. The market, I think many people know this, but there are certain standards you do follow, and you try to keep that to a high level.
Yes, all of our regulations that we have to follow, they come from the state of Iowa, so public health, obviously, the Department of Agriculture. That simply ensures that everything that you get is the highest standard of production, so no one gets sick. The other thing that most folks probably are not well aware of is that when it comes to supporting programs like WIC or SNAP or EBT, there's specialized training that our vendors have to receive in order to be a sponsor for that. So for the market itself, we are always looking for vendors of all types, but what becomes most important for us, because we do have the status of accepting these items, we have to have 3 vendors per event for 11 consecutive weeks. So families will go on vacation and some of our produce vendors may not be there. So any time of the season, you know, we're always looking for those that want to participate, simply so we can keep that status and continue to support the community.
Well, and the other side of that coin, and I've already alluded to it a couple times, has been your growth, especially since moving downtown, since doing some more aggressive social media, radio marketing, and all those other kinds of things, and being in conjunction with Thursdays and Pella have really, I think, probably helped in your way. What have you seen, not only from a people attending standpoint, to the vendors that you're getting and the kinds of things you're able to offer because of that growth and that exposure?
So one of the most surprising things that we had from last year were the number of we call them brick and mortar or enterprises here within the Pella community that wanted to come out for a 1 or 2 week offshoot to put their goods out. And we invite everyone. There is no limitation as far as whether you're in a building or what type of item or information that you have. We want you down there. I know that I've lived in the community for 4 years now, but I grew up in the state of Iowa. There are so many new things that I learn about the Pella community every single day, and the farmers market enjoys being part of that to help others get connected with those entrepreneurs and enterprises they need to experience. The other side of that is, having come out of COVID, there was a whole new experience as far as the creativity people found within themselves. And so people found that they had craft rooms and storage, or they had excessive amount of baked goods that they just didn't know what to do with them. There were some folks that decided, hey, you know what, I really love cooking, so I want to try putting these things out there at the market. So those are the types of individuals that we definitely like to help support, because they are the next generation of the small businesses, or they have that creativity that they want to share and bring a little piece of joy to everyone that they encounter. We also wanted to provide an environment where people could meet face-to-face again and just have that personal interaction. So this is why we really enjoy the diverse spectrum of our vendors and small businesses that participate. Yeah, they might be the person that you walk into their store one day, but they're out there because they have something they want to share on our Thursday market.
And again, that's Thursdays for the exception of Tulip Time, starting April 25th, running all the way to the end of October, 4 to 7 p.m. until the end of September, and then reduced hours as we get a little colder and a little bit cooler. But obviously, every Thursday between now and then. Rebecca, thank you for your time, and look forward to seeing you at the market soon.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing everybody out there. And again, we don't exclude anyone from being a vendor. So if you're interested, please come on out.
That's a look at the Pella Farmers Market as part of our Salute to Agriculture on KNIA, KRLS.